Aldi Podcast presents Giles Wood and Mary Killen on The Diary of Two Nobodies, brought to you by Noble Caledonia, the world's leaders in small ship cruising.
Next, a painter and an agony aunt. What a double act! I can't recall two authors at once. But here they are, two nobodies in their goggle box and their misadventures, and enough. I'll stop my mental blocks. Here are our hero and heroine. Oh, this is good. Will you welcome Mary Killen and Giles Wood?
Hello, we're both thrilled to be here today. I've been an Aldi subscriber since the beginning. We're also thrilled to be on Gogglebox, at least I am. Giles pretends he isn't so pleased, don't you?
As anyone can be on it.
Up to a point,
all you have to do is apply.
No, that's quite wrong. They do street casting, and people go through a filter which requires you not wanting to be on as the main qualification. Since we've been on Gogglebox, our relationship has improved because we've had much more time to talk to each other.
It's the only time we talk to each other, in between the programmes. What's more, we've made our marriage pay.
Yes.
It's not a thing many marriages can do. It's like having a lodger. Actually, that doesn't quite work, does it?
But
it's
on the
result of having a gin and tonic at lunch.
But on the theme of lodgers, one of the other aspects, the reason that we're here today is we've written a book called The Diary of Two Nobodies.
How much we think of celebrity.
And we were encouraged to do this by our publisher, Lorna Russell, who said, I'd like you to just write, rather like the country diary of an Edwardian lady, just keep a diary, both of you, and just write any old stuff down and see how it sort of affects your life and improves your marriage. And it's absolutely true that if you write down your grudges, like going to a therapist, once you've got them off your chest, it's all fine. But you don't have to pay if you write it yourself.
One of the reasons I married Mary is I like the sound of her voice. But I very rarely listen to it. But it's a bit like having Radio 4 on. It's very pleasant.
Well, one of the reasons I married Giles was because he was very good at driving at first. But he's lately become rather dangerous. And I'm a bit frightened of his driving. I can't drive myself. However,
what's that got to do with the price of eggs?
I was going to lead up to the story that one of the ways we solve our marriage disputes is by setting an oven timer going. And I speak for 3 minutes to put my point across without interruption, and then he speaks for three.
One of the problems of this program is late onset fame, is trying to remember the names of people when you're reviewing programs. And last night, I was trying to think of the name of an opera singer, and I only thought of it 20 minutes later after we'd finished reviewing, 20 minutes after the program, and it was Luciano Pavarotti. So I blurted it out in the middle of reviewing a different program. And that's the problem, is use it or lose it.
Well, we've started to use our brains more since being required to.
It doesn't take up very much brain power to watch television and comment on it, does it, Mary, really?
Well, it does if you have to concentrate.
Well, actually, that's true, because there are so many programs we dislike, like Saturday night programs, prime time, shiny floor programs are not our scene, are they, Mary? X Factor.
One of the drawbacks is
they
make us watch
Strictly.
X Factor. Yeah.
In fact, almost everything. In fact, there's only five programs I like on television, so I might as well reel them off. Britain's Lost Masterpieces with Dr. Bendor Grosvenor. Very unlikely that they're going to let us watch that. What else, Mary, do I like?
You like Dr. Alice
Two
Roberts.
Ronnies, the Two Ronnies and Fawlty Towers.
They're not on at the moment.
And Tales of the Unexpected.
The thing about Gogglebox is that what they want to do is a cross-section of Britain and families from all walks of life, and then they choose the 10 to 12 programmes that are going to be the most popular that week, and they decide that on a Thursday night.
Is that how it works?
Yes. And then they come to the various houses around the country and they make us all watch them. And it changes as the, you know, as the week progresses, and they say, for example, David Attenborough isn't nearly as popular as Antiques Roadshow or something unlikely like that. But and then they swap around. And so we all watch the same things. But I don't think Dr. Bendor Grosvenor is mainstream enough, is he?
I don't think he is mainstream enough, no. But last night we were having to watch some popular programs, and then the poor director made us watch Lucy Worsley, who's doing a new program about opera. But I didn't like that either, because she kept putting on funny hats and things and started to sing as well. So there's almost nothing that is on television these days that's acceptable, except daytime television. Escape to the Country is very nice.
Well, Giles likes complaining because I think it's a man thing, man grumbling, just complaining. He enjoys complaining more so than being appreciative. And I say it's a very bad habit to get into and might require neurolingual reprogramming.
Look, very much looking forward to that.
But anyway, one of the advantages of doing Gogglebox is it's just so marvellous for me, because I lose a lot of things when I go out, is to work in my own home, which means I don't have to lose my bag, wallet, mobile, keys, etc.
I was just about to say, at least it gets me out of the house, but it doesn't.
No. And one of the reasons why it's difficult to be married and be together 24/7 is, of course, you have no mental space. And so that can lead to arguments. But now that we've got our diary and also our chatting,
it's... The book, by the way, is unputdownable.
Things have improved in the cottage, not least because of the tiny income stream, which is actually very small. People assume it's large, but we're classed as factual.
Can we just go on to finally...
Yeah.
..to what I worry about, which is I call Simon D. syndrome.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I don't know if you remember Simon D., but he got a bit big for his boots, and he started to demand more and more things like green rooms and runners. And I'm already showing signs. The runners got me the wrong beer last night, Mary. I'm going to have a word with them. And I may self-sabotage.
I worry...
Because there's an awful lot of people out there who could replace me. As Craig Brown once said, it's the whole nation.
It's absolutely true that Giles does have a sort of inclination to do what are called Ratner moments.
Mary calls it Ratnalalia because she likes long words.
Well, it's a sort of medical, quasi-medical word. There is actually a term, lalia, with a thing in front of it. That's a medical term, and he does have Ratnalalia where he does own goals. And one of the examples was, Giles is actually a brilliant artist, and his illustrations are in the book. But when
my paintings have a rarity value.
Yes.
If anyone's interested.
But it's terribly frustrating. But on his website, gileswood.com, you could see the paintings. However, when asked would he like to have a show in the Stephen Bartley Gallery, I think it was in Chelsea, he said, ooh, don't you think that would be a bit rash? You'd be better putting me in a mixed show.
Not sure I'm ready for it, actually.
Yeah, and so it's frustrating. And then there was the time you were offered a book, and you said there were a lot of books out there. Do you remember the Toby Young?
Too many authors chasing too few readers, I think was my...
So when we were asked to do Gogglebox, actually it was he who said yes rather than me. I didn't want to do it because I thought... our lives would be ruined by Twitter trolls.
Well, I was really worried about what they'd say at my funeral because the contents pages of my life was looking a bit thin. And so I thought, well, if I said yes to Oldie and yes to
Goggle,
that at least be able to talk about that.
And what was interesting was that the more I said I didn't want to do it, the more Gogglebox wanted us, because that's how they decide.
Because you can imagine a program like that might attract show-offs.
Yeah. Anyway, so now he's got into And now, what was the point I was building up to? Oh, yes.
It's the story of your life, Mary.
So
start the day you were born.
So when we go out now, I go out much more often than he does. People are always coming up to me and saying, are you Mary off Gogglebox? And I say, yes. And then they say, oh, your husband makes us laugh.
No, no. And then they say, he's got a funny sense of humour. Very dry, very dry.
Yes, but now what was the point I was building up to? Wow. Oh, I know what it was. So the clue to being on television, in my limited experience, is that you just don't go on Twitter and then it's fine, because we've no idea what people are saying.
I go on it at 3 o'clock in the morning, occasionally.
But anyway,
if my sister sends me the Twitter feeds, I say, send me 5 good ones and 1 bad one for balance.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming today, and we look forward to seeing you next door if you're interested in a signed copy showing Giles's lovely illustration.
Yeah. The Oldie Literary Lunch is brought to you by Noble Caledonia, the world's leaders in small ship cruising. The Oldie magazine is available at all good newsagents, but you can also subscribe and book tickets for the literary lunches at theoldie.co.uk.